Chapter 3. A horse is found. I waited for 20 minutes. At last Holmes and the trainer came out. Silas Brown's face was no longer red but grey. His hands were shaking and he was covered in sweat. "It will be done as you say," was all he said. "There must be no mistake." There was menace in Holmes' voice. "You can trust me," said the man. "You will hear from me tomorrow," and Holmes walked away. After a little distance, he said, "What a coward and a bully." He tried to deny it, but I described so exactly what had happened that he thought I had seen him. You may have noticed that his boots fitted the tracks by the side of the horses. "What did you describe to him?" I asked, amazed. "I said that early in the morning he saw a strange horse wandering nearby. When he got closer, he realized it was Silverblaze. He started to lead it back to King's Pyland, but then he saw a better plan. If he hid Silverblaze till after the race, his horse would almost certainly win." "But the stables have been searched," I said. "An old horse faker like him has many a trick. And now?" "We return to London."
"To London? But what of Strachur's killer?"
"All in good time, Watson. We have business in town." And Holmes would say no more. The Colonel gave a sneer when Holmes told him he was leaving. "So we are no further forward than when you arrived?" I could see that he was not impressed with my friend's achievements. "We shall see," said Holmes. "But you have my word that your horse will run in the Wessex Cup." "I would rather have my horse than your word," said the Colonel. Holmes looked at him coldly. As we left, Holmes spoke to one of the stable lads. "You have a few sheep here. Who looks after them?"
"I do, sir."
"Anything wrong with them lately?"
"Well, three of them have gone lame."
Holmes grinned and rubbed his hands together.
"A long shot, Watson. Remember that point, Inspector."
"Anything else?" asked Inspector Gregory, looking interested.
"Yes, the strange incident of the dog in the night. But the dog did nothing." "That was the strange incident," said Holmes.